Okay, guys, don't do that. Pull the mic each turn. I'm not going to be editing your voices every time.
Okay. Sorry.
What up?
What up?
These two guys.
I just got one thing to say. Just one thing. She's for the streets. Bam, 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 bam.
Anyway, back to our regular programming. We have a veteran back in the house.
What's up?
Oh shit.
Yeah, please, yeah, whatever.
Everything is good now. You hear your voice properly?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect. Better. We got this. How you been?
Busy. Wow.
Busy is good.
Busy is tiring.
Yeah.
But so far so good. I can't complain.
Busy is good though.
Busy is good.
Busy is great.
Busy is great. I realized something that I like playing Tetris on my days. Like if I find like a 15-minute spot that I could do something, I'll do it. I like when everything is stacked. But I think it's a bad habit.
Is busy good for relationships?
Nope.
Or if the person wants more time that you actually have in the bank to offer.
Well, something I realized, and this is not a slight towards anybody really, but I mean, I've realized by talking to a lot of people, both single, married, childless, with children, a lot of people have trouble, like not myself, obviously, like we just said, but a lot of people have trouble occupying their time, hobbies, going to the gym, mm-hmm. doing stuff. So a lot of times people are just bored. And what happens is you kind of, you shouldn't be responding, and it might sound like a cop-out, but you shouldn't be responsible for somebody else's, the way somebody else uses their time and for somebody else's boredom, so to speak, I don't think, right? I mean.
I have a controversial point.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I think I have two. One, yeah, I have one too. Yeah.
No, it's because I like to believe that men mm-hmm. need to be busy. Not women. Women, I can understand. They don't have the same level of.
I so don't agree on that. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, me neither. But
in the way,
let him see where he's going.
When I say in busy, it's not like us. Like, okay, I'm starting a business. I gotta go make sure things happen. Yeah. You started a business. We're always busy for a certain period of time where we're not gonna be available or stuff like that. Where, why do we do that? It's
because we're providers.
Exactly.
I think it's a natural yeah. reaction for us to do that, to be that way. I think a lot of guys also too, they have they feel the need to be busy all the time, just so that, not that they could say that they're busy, that they could feel useful.
Obviously. But then if you compare that to the women, what I'm trying to say, and maybe it's lost in translation. I'm African, I'm sorry.
But they're busy too. They even
they're busy. Okay, when I say busy, it's not like they don't have nothing in their planning. They have stuff to do, gym, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, gym comes back all the time. Honestly, what I think is that when you have time for someone that you want to put time for, you're going to put time for. I'm so busy.
It goes into your list of priorities.
I'm so busy for certain people, but it's funny.
You got time for them, but you don't have 8 hours for
now,
them.
Now, in this whole situation specifically, there's a big difference between being busy because it's a new venture, new business, or mm-hmm. you're busy all year long.
You shouldn't be busy all year long.
But that's what I'm saying. So people have to be patient. Some people have to compromise. Some people have to, you know, let loose a little bit more because, this is busy season. For me, for example, it's September. September is probably the busiest mm-hmm. for me, for work, new kids, new parents, the whole dynamics.
But I think anybody that's a parent, sorry to interrupt you, September?
Yeah.
Anybody that's a parent, anybody has kids in soccer, organized sports. September is just hell.
Yeah. It's coaching. Hell. Kids starting school, me, daycare, new parents, new kids. Employees have to be finishing their vacation. There's a lot of shit going on, a lot of surprises.
Real estate too. Everybody's in vacation during summer. Everything's coming back in September. I feel it right now.
So that I can understand that if I meet somebody today, mm-hmm. I won't have that much time to provide to you. But it's just a question of time. Give me October, November, I'll handle my shit and then...
I'm always available January, February, March.
Because we're busy. We're in construction, right? So you're not busy. Like I have all the time in the world in the winter. Want a cuff? That's cuff. Like I have.
But is that communicated though? As like you actually?
I don't think it makes a difference. I think a lot of people today they don't look at it that way. They say, "Oh, you're only busy when you want. Like you're only free for me
when you want
to be, or when you just happen to be free for me."
So that means you weren't free enough for them.
Yeah. I think a lot of times, well, I think everybody's different. Like in my case, when I get busy, I get in my head. Once I get in my head, it's like I'm not present. Even with my kids, I have to make an extra effort. I know it sounds sad to say, okay. But no, it's
very normal.
Yeah. Like I consider myself a really good dad, but sometimes when I'm in my head and I'm just busy, like there's been times and I just bought a business, right? We started, it's about a month that we were operational. So with transition and everything, I mean, the first 2 weeks, even now sometimes like I'm working a lot more than I was with my other business. Because it's a new thing, there's more to learn, there's more to
a curve, a learning curve.
But there's a lot to lose if you actually
absolutely,
slack.
Yeah. You're on the hook for, it's, you know, obviously the money that you invested, and if you have partners and stuff like that. So there's a big responsibility factor to it. But I never, like, I don't remember before coming home or picking up my kids at school and being on the phone and saying, okay, and like mouthing to them, okay, get in the car and I'll be with you in a second, or getting a call at 8, 9 o'clock at night when, you know, you're doing a movie night or you're helping them with their homework. Yeah, it's a different type of priority, but it's still a priority. And sometimes the way I am, anyways, like I said, is I get in my whole, like I need my space to figure it out on my own. And I'm also the type of person that's not going to ask for help, right? So I like to figure this stuff out. So that's what I have to say about how I deal with stuff like that. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, you have to still make the time and make the effort if you want to be with somebody.
Yeah, that's 100%. For sure. But you have to be reasonable too, because people have to communicate what they're going through and what the expectations are and what you can actually provide.
Yeah.
Right? And there's going to be moments that it's busier than others, or sometimes you need to hustle a little bit more than others. I can only imagine Hani in this case, at one point he had like 3 jobs. So that had to take a hit on your relationship.
Yeah, but he was running away from something. I don't know.
No, actually, I wish I was running away. No, actually, just like Phil, once my mindset is stuck on something or I guess a goal, I just kind of put my walls up and that's it. Obviously, it did impact our relationship at some point. It was rocky. Obviously, seeing, you know, the girl for, you know, almost 6 years one time a week.
Yeah, it's tough.
So I have an open...
Even our relationship as guys took a hit.
Yeah.
I wasn't seeing him anymore.
So I have a... But you don't need him. Like, he can call you 3 months
But I don't need him. I want him.
And I'm always going to be
pause,
there for you.
Pause.
No, Francis needs to pause. I don't need to pause. No. Fast forward, motherfucker.
The amount... Buddy, you missed the whole shit of...
What's your question?
Does it take a special kind of woman to deal with? I'm just going to pick you, Phil, because you're here. With your schedule or your type of business mentality, does it take a special type of woman, or any woman can be?
I used to joke around after I got separated because I was always really, really busy, and it was one of the issues too, because sometimes I work more. When you're self-employed, I mean, there's times when you're working a lot and there's times when you're working a bit less, and it's rare there's times where you're not working. What's important is that as a father, as a husband, and as a boyfriend, you try and be there as much as you can, mm-hmm. as much as you physically and more importantly, mentally can. You want to be present. And I think whether you need I used to joke around, I need a lawyer, I need a doctor, somebody that's busy, a nurse, somebody that's really busy, that's happy to see me once, twice a week when I mm-hmm. make the time for them. For somebody, it's time, right?
This is true.
Yeah, but
you're broke.
I ran out of that currency, man.
But yeah, is it you ran out of it or you... Because the thing is, they say in relationships, if you really want to, you can make time.
Yes, you can't really make time, let's face it. You can't just fabricate it out of nothing. You could move things around and find the time for someone.
Mm-hmm.
But even at that, sometimes it's just not enough. But the reality of it is I don't think, like, and coming out of a relationship just recently, I think what Sin said is right. I think it just comes down to communication. And I'm big on communication. I do it a lot for work. I coach two teams of 9 and 11-year-olds. And if you can't communicate with them, then there's an issue. So I'm pretty big on communication. I'm very good at communication. But in my last relationship, I put my walls up, like Hani said, and I wasn't communicating. So that was my bad. I'm partly responsible for that. Now, you know, there's a bit of, you know, other
but
things.
But why that didn't factor. You communicate?
I just
you,
got busy.
You get lost in your own space quickly when you have to focus on the ways out, how you can succeed with your business and how you can... as well succeed as a partnership to the person. Now, what do you sacrifice and how do you do it and what's the plan?
No, but you have to communicate the plan. Let's just say, for example, you're trying to save money to buy a building, a house, mm-hmm. or any type of investment. You have to communicate that with your partner and tell them, listen, I have a 1-year, 2-year plan. We'll need to be extremely patient. This is what I'm aiming for. And this goes for anything mm-hmm. at the end of the day, mm-hmm. where even with your kids, you'll have to communicate, oh, I'm not going to be this present lately. because I have a new business and you this and you that. But your priorities still have to be clear.
Sure.
Right? Family, kids, whatever. And then after that, it's business. Sometimes business is going to go a little bit further on top, but just for a very short period of time, just to make the ball rolling.
Yeah, ahead of the game.
So then what's a learning curve? Look, let me try to rephrase it. Something got different with you at that moment where you used to
He got super busy. And I
Yeah, exactly. But he knew what to do. So I'm not accusing you here.
No, no, it's fine.
You knew what to do. So what...
Yeah, so what happens? I think what happens in my case, and again, I just broke up with my girlfriend. I mean, it wasn't a long-term thing. It was maybe give or take 5-6 months there. Mm-hmm.
6 months. Our still, age is like 5 years.
Yeah, no, and it was funny. It was a really great, it was a great relationship. We did have a lot of good moments. There was a lot of, and I spoke to you guys about it when I came to the last spot, and I had just met her. And there was a really, really big connection. Then you quickly realize, though, connection is one thing, but it's important to have
to maintain it.
I think you're lucky if you meet somebody that you connect with, like on that type of level. And I hadn't felt like that way about anybody in a long, long time. And she communicated the same thing, but sometimes it's just not enough. Like there's a lot of other work that has to be done.
The ingredient. It doesn't make it a good recipe.
To curate a good relationship, there's a lot of. And for me, like to answer your question, I knew, but. At one point, the good morning text or the meme in the morning, just to send it, just to like to show that I'm kind of thinking
present,
about you,
I'm
present. It's not enough. It's the being tired and not communicating. Like when she would ask me, "Oh, are you stressed? You look stressed." I'm like, "No, because you don't want grow up in an environment where your parents, my dad was working 70 hours a week, 80 hours a week, dead on the couch at night, still bringing us to soccer practice, and you would look at him, and obviously he was beat up, but you." Like you wouldn't ask him, are you stressed?
Superman.
These guys are just, so I was raised that way. So you brush it off. No, everything is good. When you know it's not, and all they want, and it comes from I realize that it doesn't come from a place of just prying and kind of being a bit of a nag. It just comes from a place of caring. They care about you. They want to know if you're okay, if you're mentally all right, if you're physically tired, if you know, they might feel like, oh, maybe we shouldn't go out this Saturday because you're tired. You'd rather just hang out and watch a movie. So there's a lot of other things.
You have no energy to answer all those questions regardless.
That's what happens. You just
talk. You have the eyes contact, say like, let it go. Don't ask questions.
So is it a way to ask those questions? Or
it's not the way. It's like when you're mentally drained and you know that she's caring about
I've been to that. Don't get me wrong. No, I'm asking questions because I got separated because of the business and because I'm overwhelmed and busy and you thinking about that.
My sign is silence. Everyone knows when I'm too silent, there's something wrong. Yeah. Something wrong.
Same thing.
You can ask a lot of mother and the girlfriend go, you okay? I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, maybe, I don't know. But let me figure it out.
You just get in your head. You know, and there's a lot to say because guys are expected, everybody talks about male toxicity.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about
toxic masculinity.
Yeah, toxic masculinity. But nobody talks about,
Influencer.
Yeah, I know.
Sin's been rolling his eyes backwards.
Sin isn't like these terms, right? These woke terms. But no, but at the end of the day, it's like, what do you want me to say? Yeah, I'm sad or I'm stressed or there's no money or
we all communicate differently. Now keep in mind, and again, I cannot repeat this often enough. People communicate differently. Communication is not necessarily verbal.
Oh, sometimes it's in a form of an argument.
Yeah. Exactly. Cool. Sometimes it could be just silence.
Yeah.
It could be isolation. It could be many things. Now, somebody that cares for you goes both ways. You have to learn to understand, yes. To comprehend your verbals, non-verbals, micro-expressions, body languages of the other person. It's, if I don't communicate it verbally the way you understand it, it's not communicating, then fuck you. But again, as long as you're aware of it, your self-awareness is somewhat to a certain level. You said it best. In the morning, we used to send texts, good mornings, and sometimes a little bit less. Now, if she asks you, is everything okay? That is a valid question.
Absolutely.
You say, listen, I'm tired, or you just shook it off. No, I just forgot, or whatever. I forgot to press send. Cool. But then after that, if she's like, okay, let's go this weekend and chill and party, and she doesn't realize that maybe your energy levels or your regular vibrations are not the same, then somewhere along the way, she's not very aware of her entourage and not about you.
Yeah, no, I know. I think what happens is the same way that, you get stuck in being busy as a guy or even as a girl. I think the other partner could also get stuck in, I think in her case also, she had past relationships where probably similar, and I know for a fact, similar things would happen when, her ex-boyfriends, and she's, because we spoke a lot, and she communicated. Her ex-boyfriends were like, one of them was very dismissive. So I tried very consciously, and I'm a very dismissive person unless I become busy and overwhelmed. And in my head, I become like distant, not dismissive.
You're emotionally distant. Dismissive, but physically present.
Yeah, so I just become distant.
And was she aware of this?
Yeah, well, we spoke about it, but I think what happens is if you start thinking of, well, my past relationship, this happened, that happened, and you know, and I must say, she was an overthinker. Mm. And being not a former overthinker, I am an overthinker, but I'm the type of overthinker with being, you know, getting separated and doing a lot of introspect. Mm. I realize that I'm an overthinker that comes to conclusions, which is the best, because I'll come, whether it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter, but I'll bury it. If I'm thinking about something,
yeah,
I'll come to a conclusion, right or wrong, and I'll bury it. Okay, it's done. I don't have to think about it and continue thinking about it until I'm not sleeping. I sleep very well, by the way.
Even with all the stress.
To add to what he said, you know those messages at first when you meet somebody, like, you know, every day you message, hey, how are you, whatever. Son, do you realize the day you missed that one message or that routine is off by one day?
Yeah, yeah. Something's up.
Well, no, but the effect, the domino effect that happens, she texts you, why aren't you texting me? What's going on? The first thing they think about is like something went wrong.
Don't have a Tinder account without saying it.
Wow.
So, okay, to get back to this Tinder account thing. So
there's a situation.
Yeah, there's a situation.
Okay. This is a situation.
So I gotta ask you now that you're single, right?
Honestly, no, I'm not on dating apps. It's
no, but if you would.
No, if you would. Or oh, if you yeah.
were. At what okay. point do you stop being on dating apps?
Oh, I'm done. Like, if I go back and I was on, I realized that it's really just to see if there's somebody I know. And it's just like, you know what?
That girl from
would you update your pictures if it's just to see somebody you know?
Would I update my pictures? Yes. No, like
it's a very important question.
I haven't changed my profile, my bio. I think my bio says I just want to meet somebody to buy matching sneakers with, which is very generic and just.
Oh, that is so cute.
I know it's cute.
That's for you. Yeah.
So keep going. That feels,
no, because yeah, so, the story is, let's just say, I have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
this guy I know.
He's over there.
I know a guy.
This guy I know.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's a really good guy. So he started talking to this girl.
Uh-huh.
They're starting to, you know, create boundaries and say maybe we should take this to the next level.
Uh-huh.
To
how much time did it take to get there? I'm just curious.
About a week ago.
No. Give him the mic.
It's so complicated. This situation is
It's really not complicated.
I'm sure it's not complicated.
Because he's not going to explain it logically.
Let me put my question.
You met her. How long did it take to have that relationship? That question.
There was two phases because there was a part one and part two.
Yeah.
They did it for a while. Didn't work out. Then they did a comeback.
Okay, the comeback. I wanted to ask the comeback. Did you have that conversation where let's be exclusive or should we think?
But wait, 3 months. Then she had to go to Ibiza.
By herself.
You know exactly where it's going. That's a big Russian CCP, that Soviet Union flag, if I've ever seen.
I was just waiting for his face. It's crazy.
Ibiza.
But
if it was Tulum, Vegas, Cancun.
Okay,
even Tulum, bro.
Yeah.
And after you can match.
Tulum,
I was going out with her. I went to Cancun. I went with my kids, though.
But wait, then there's more. So she comes back. Him, he couldn't sleep. He's an overthinker, right?
Yeah. But he doesn't sleep.
He doesn't sleep.
No, I wouldn't have slept the whole show for a week.
2 weeks.
Oh, fuck.
And meanwhile, I was listening to country music, think about her. She was getting fucked by someone else.
Well, we don't know that part.
No,
we
he does.
Oh, yeah.
He
yeah.
does. You know, so she comes
here?
Back.
Wait.
I don't give a fuck.
Finish.
So this guy comes on the pod. Right, this guy comes on the pod. And he's like, yo, da, 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 da. And I'm like, listen. Francis.
You're the bitch.
I'm like, yes.
You're the bitch.
I'm like, stop being a bitch. So she came back, right? We were chilling at a chalet, and this guy didn't stop talking about her. So what happened was, so that night she came back from Ibiza,
for 20
and he's
minutes,
like, I'm going to test her. I'm going to bring a condom, right? Because he usually does it.
And that condom fell off my pocket. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing with this? I'm like, but obviously you went to Ibiza. She's like, I didn't do anything. No, don't worry about it. And as soon as I started talking, you sure you didn't do anything? Yeah, you sure you didn't do anything? Just tell me.
You pressured her?
Yeah. And she's like, okay, yeah, I did it. So you know
I didn't know about that part.
And you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm not made for this shit. I left. She came back to my place. you know, sorry or whatever. Yeah.
So she begged.
Did you fuck her without the condom?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, without a condom, an idiot.
Yes, he did. But that's not even the story. So she ran after him, right? Because the whole story.
Oh, yeah, it's always about a public. Like,
yeah, she was just sorry because she got caught.
It's a power struggle.
Yeah, it's a power struggle. It's just it's like, it's the same thing. Like if you break up with somebody and you just like, even with my ex, we'll call her my ex. Us too, after a month and a half, she's like, I can't do this. You have kids. You know, I want a family. And I'm like, okay, listen, I'm sorry you feel that way. You know, I'll have a nice life. Like, I'll see you when I see you. No, but it was at the beginning. So
and on that note,
you know what? No, like within a week. No, but within a week, I got a text message. Oh, I miss you. Let's do what we could happen. Sure. And then from then, it was great. But I'm not about that anymore because, like, why do I have to pretend that I miss some, that I don't miss somebody just to try and get them? No, nah, like, I'm 45.
So did you miss her or not?
I still miss her.
Okay. Absolutely. So yeah, he, no, maybe she course. Missed you too.
She probably does.
But anyway, the story doesn't even end there. So he does all that. She starts running after him.
Well, yeah, naturally, that's what would happen.
And then he decides to give her...
How old is she?
30.
How old are you now?
33.
Okay. She acts
no,
like
no, there's
21.
No excuse. Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's going to beat her to 2 years old.
So they decide, they sit down, they create their boundaries. Okay, I don't expect you because they didn't have the talk of exclusivity.
Yeah, like a dumbass.
Okay,
but she knew.
Oh, but that's
a cop
out. You don't have to have a discussion. You have to label. You have to label stuff.
It's okay. Now they label. They brought the label maker. Yeah. They put stickers everywhere, right?
Like an idiot. I bought my KE. Like, I make her sign.
Yeah, she has a contract now. Yeah. She's on contract.
You
can't fuck anybody else.
The contract broke after 2 weeks.
So what happened?
A breach. Breach of contract.
So everything, the contract was signed and everything.
You have not actually a contract, but guys, did you explain?
And then his friend sends him a picture.
2 weeks after.
2 weeks after of a Tinder account with a recent picture of Ibiza. That's why I said if you change your profile picture. And now you can tell what she told you now.
And after she says, the only reason she opened it was to watch people on Tinder.
Oh, no,
first of all, fuck off. This is fucking bullshit. Her friends, they're all intentionally, they're all aware of everything. They're priming themselves. Okay, do this, do this, do this. I'm like, I know all that shit. And now she comes back and like she tells me, I was only for that, for Ibiza or whatever. Me, I'm like, okay, you opened it just to get fucked. That's the first thing. But the thing is, it's written active, not active.
She's still active on it.
Or like, it's active. So she's talking probably, so like she's getting some attention from everyone.
Run.
It is crazy. But you can imagine. But you can imagine.
Runners, she ended up in jail.
No, but her account, she has like over 3,000 people or whatever. She probably has 250 likes every time she posts something. She does like 12 stories a day.
She must be hot.
Yeah, she is.
No, she's not. Stop it. Okay, let me put it on the pod.
Okay, no, but tell the story.
Let me put it on the pod. And again, I don't know the person.
There's a lot of guys that tells me, yo, she's not that. I'm like, I don't know.
Again,
I find her like.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I'll give you that much.
But I'm just saying.
But let's not lie here.
Well, she's not hot. She could.
She's hot for him.
Yeah, yeah, but that's
a red flag. But that's fair. That's red flag.
Yeah, but that's the other issue. But that's not on her. That's on you.
That's my. That's
me too.
My issue.
I love girls with daddy issues. I always did. They gravitate towards me, and I just gravitate right back.
She has mommy issues. My ex had mommy issues, and the one before that too.
Yeah, so it could be that.
I guess
try daddy issues.
I'm gonna try daddy issues now. I'm going to try daddy's issues.
But again, at the end of the day, this relationship was already destined to do.
I don't think you were ever in a relationship.
I was never.
No, you were the bitch in the situationship.
Listen, sometimes it gets the best of us. I mean, we fall in love or we get infatuated with. I know what it is with us guys too, and I realized too, and even like. I still haven't done my post-mortem in my most recent relationship. You know, when you sit down and you say, okay, was there any red flags? And I know there was red flags that I intentionally... Because I'm at a point in my life where I'm not going to start judging people or giving people chances because they have red flags or because they have a past like this, a past like that. I mean, listen, I have my shit that I had to go through. So everybody has their shit. So the way I look at it now, and I haven't done my post-mortem, but the way I look at situations is sometimes... You have to be accountable for how you felt and the things that you didn't pick up. So you know what? There was probably a ton of red flags that you didn't want to notice.
Now, obviously.
There's a lot of things
she would tell me, and I was just put back my boundaries and just, oh, I may be the problem.
Oh, but that's gaslighting. That's a completely different.
I know.
And that's the thing with girls and. In the past, maybe 20 years or so, actually, since social media really, like Tinder, not Tinder, but all the dating apps, Instagram, Facebook, there was like a complete 180, I find, where, you know, before it was the guys. The guys were the ones that were that had the upper hand. And now it's just the girls. Well, you read the red pill, whole flesh, and all that stuff. And I'm not saying I agree with it, whatever.
The girls,
it's just
talk some conversation. Kind of men, not most, like the.
Yeah, but no, us guys, like Sin said when I walked in, we're hunters, right? Like we're providers. The thing is, let's face it, guys. Even today, if a girl does not give you the time of day, you are gonna try that much harder.
For the wrong reasons.
For the worst reason.
I told this to a girl this week. I told her literally because I tried a couple of times just to go and grab a bite. On social media, we like each other, whatever. This is now. I never met her, and I hate small talk. Until, like, let me meet you in person, get a real, you know, energy exchange and be sure
decide for yourself, right?
In person. And then she was like, oh, I'm super busy. I'm this and that. And she's postponing. Finally, we're supposed to see each other this Tuesday.
Try as a boyfriend.
But I told her Sunday, I'm like, you're playing a game that you're going to lose at the end. And she's like, what do you mean by that? I'm like, right now, the only reason now I'm still trying is out of ego. The minute I'm going to meet you and then you're going to be running after me. And I'm going to lose interest because now you put me in a position where I'm going for ego. I'm not going for...
Why are you giving the game?
But it's true.
But you want the truth?
If you were honest and transparent with me at the beginning, honestly.
I told you what. I wanted to crack the code.
Yeah, but...
My ego wasn't...
But you were in the wrong matrix. That's the thing.
For sure.
You were the side character. You weren't the main character.
You were
the
NPC.
Fuck off. I'm not going to take that shit.
Wasn't your game.
No, I'm still the main character.
No.
Yeah, but your game is shitty as fuck. Because in her story, you were a side character among many.
No, for sure.
That's what I mean.
You can in Barbie.
I'm going to take it.
She had the upper hand. No, she had the upper hand. You win some, you lose some. You can't be the superhero in every fucking story.
You just got to learn.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn.
I tell all my kids that I coach, you just got to learn from me. You lost the tournament. You got to learn. You got to move the page. You got to learn.
I'm going to give you a little tip.
Why are you looking at your dick?
I love that game. Honey, I love that game. Just a tip. Just a tip.
I made that so many times. Just a tip.
Just a tip. Oh, I got a boyfriend.
Your ego and all got hit?
Yeah.
The next relationship is going to be all about you and you only. So the next girl you're going to date, you're going to mind fuck her for sure. It's normal. It's kind of
the next one. I don't want
to
do that.
No, but
why are you asking?
I don't want to do that.
Why are you asking to him?
No.
The last time he had to go talk to a girl was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, because of mama.
It's not the same model as a girl.
Yeah, it changed.
Okay, let's
you're
talk
on
about,
iPhone 3.
Let's talk about Guy. Let's talk about Guy because Nelson's not there anymore.
Oh.
Can you give me a little tip, please?
Just
do I
tip.
Need to date
just
someone 5'11"? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
So no. Can you say it on the
phone? Because I'm seeing a girl right now.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Beautiful. Is she seeing you?
She
I see dead people.
Is she going to Tulum next week?
She knows she can't. She knows. You see, that part, she wouldn't done it.
So she can't travel with her friends, girlfriends.
She's going back to
Depends
Mexico
where.
Next week. And after that, she's going back in November. In Florida, and then in November, God. She's going back in Mexico.
Okay,
with
buddy, we'll close this chapter. We're never going to talk about her again.
Just be happy.
She belongs to the streets. That's going to be the name of the part.
She shall return.
Honestly, just be thankful that you're not paying for any of these fucking trips. At this point, that's the only silver lining you should give.
Or she didn't get pregnant.
That was my next point.
Every time she's because she got a little, she got weight a little. She gained weight. And she's like, I don't know if I'm pregnant all the time. I'm like,
who's
Jesus
the
Christ,
who's the
hopefully
baby
not me. Maybe the guy from Spain.
I would have done that.
Maybe the guy from Spain.
It's a paila.
I would have done that DNA test for sure.
Paila.
What?
I would have done that DNA test for sure.
She didn't get her salad toss. She got her paila toss.
Absolutely.
So
2 weeks after, it's done. Okay, let's close.
So for me,
it's
not about the vacation because we have that conversation. She used to travel. She traveled with her friend, girlfriend, whatever. She visits, you know. She doesn't do the Ibiza part. She's also a little bit older than 30 years old. So if she wants to go somewhere, at this point, probably it's places like Albania. Let me go visit that country over there. Whatever.
Yo, Albania is high on the human trafficking and shit. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Crazy underground party is crazy.
What I mean by that is
Andrew T is like 2 minutes away. Romania is like
I'm at a point in my life where if I meet somebody, and this my ex girlfriend used to work for Air Canada, so she used to travel a lot also. So I knew that she would be traveling because a couple of trips.
You let her go.
You
never used the flight.
Yeah, she helped me out on my trip when I went to Mexico. She was supposed to come, then she couldn't get a flight out. But the way and forget about her. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if I would meet somebody like now, like again in another relationship, and she wanted to travel, I would at least expect an invite to travel with her. And then if I can't, then okay, whatever, go with your friends, whatever. But if you want to travel with me, that should be the priority of the relationship.
I had this conversation with you.
Yeah, and we were talking about how many friends are single in the group, and you know.
Oh yeah, that's important too, right? Because don't forget, and if something I've learned in my 45 young years is that girls don't change. A lot of girls don't change. And a lot of girls, even if they're friends, and there's a lot of girls that don't have any girlfriends. There's a lot of girls that there's always that group of friends. And let me tell you, a group of friends of five, it's very rare that all five of them are really looking out for each other. They're not like the guys. They're not looking out. They're jealous. They don't like the fact they have a boyfriend. That's my experience. Guys are a little bit different. It's hard. Like if you're a group of five guys and we go out, that's one thing. But if we have five guys, you know, like there's the Eskimo brothers that we speak about. There's a lot of guys don't cross a lot of lines, especially with their friends.
Yeah.
I know a lot of girls that fuck their friends by the ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, I know too. Because like, I was that bridge.
He was that bridge.
So listen, yes, I'm generalizing, but from my experience, if you go out with a girl that she has a group of four or five friends and most of them are single, there's always going to be somebody in her ear talking shit about you.
But even me, going out, let's just say travel, and we're like there's four single guys and I'm in a relationship, I wouldn't go.
Well, no.
I wouldn't go because I'm not saying I would do anything. No, I'm just
saying.
You're
putting yourself in a position where
you have to be the wingman. You're going to be like, sharing a room with somebody. No,
but just to come back, I've been on bachelor parties. Bachelor parties
is a different story. No, but
it's one night.
Like if you go on a trip, and let's say I've been on a trip when I was younger and I had girlfriends and other guys had girlfriends too. And obviously none of them are together with their girlfriends from back then. But I'd come back and you get that first question. Oh, who did this? Who did that? And then you tell your girlfriend at the time. I would tell her. All you need to know is that I was faithful. I didn't do anything. But already just saying that is even too much.
Yeah.
But like you said, if I was involved with somebody, I wouldn't put myself in a situation where I'd rather go alone. I'd just rather go alone.
No, I would rather go with her. Or I would go, let's just say, if people are in relationships and we go for... Couple. Again, it depends. If it's like a World Cup or whatever and she doesn't want to come along.
Yeah, it's different.
I go with the boys. I'm not going there I'm going there for a game. It's for an event. But I would never go to Ibiza. Yeah. Let's just say I'm a guy.
Or Tulum on the reserve.
Or Tulum or Playa del Carmen.
Let me ask you,
why do you know that name?
How about Colombia?
No.
I've been to Colombia.
No, but now I'm going and I don't give a shit now.
Yeah, but you're single. But now who cares? Exactly. Who cares?
You know she never wanted me to go on a trip with her.
I told you, you were the side chick. I was the fucking side chick.
But now,
you were the side bitch. Wow, man. Unnecessary roughness.
Yes, definitely.
Hey, 2 minutes, just don't take a break.
No, that's a 20-yard penalty. Yeah, exactly. You're back home.
And you ejected.
I got ejected for sure.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's tough, man. It's rough. You know what? As long as your ego didn't get that bruise, you don't look like
that. We got that. We got that part.
I think he's just saying that on the pod.
No, that's true. It's actually worse off the pod.
But it was. Really? But it was the giving, not giving, giving, not giving, yeah. And not.
Yes, you know what? The last thing I want to be, the last relationship was a little, wasn't a lot like it, but there was times when I found that it was just too hard. It was like, you know, it was a bit of a power struggle, a bit of a, you know, like a, he's like a bit of back and too much back and forth for, and maybe I was tired and I looked at it that way. But I'm at an age where I don't feel like I have to start saying things and trying to play games and trying to figure out, like, what are you trying to tell me? Like, just tell me what you're feeling, what's on your mind, so I don't have to, like, spend.
Yeah, be careful when you say that. Then they don't stop talking. Nuts.
Yeah, but it's...
I found myself in situations where you actually asked them that question and then it was a two-hour monologue.
Yeah,
so but I think it's better than the fucking games.
Yeah,
I would take that conversation before games.
Yeah,
I don't need those. Like, are two bad choices.
It's like you said, like if you have a
2 hours. Yeah,
if you have you're dating a girl that has a bunch of single friends. I just brought it up. What would you rather, date a girl that has a bunch of single friends, or date a girl that has no friends?
No friends.
Always fighting with
no
their friends.
No friends.
Yeah, but even that.
But even really that, the no friend, it's a red flag.
Not necessarily. I know some people that don't have, because they were focused. It depends how old they are first. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Their situation. If they focus, let's just say they have a bachelor's degree or a master's or I don't know what, and biochemistry, and she comes from a poor family and she had to focus to survive, by all means, she was focused. If, let's just say, situations, I can think of one situation. Where there's no such thing as no friends, but just like one or two friends.
Limited
friends, because they had situations at home that required her attention. And this was a single girl, no kids, that just had to help out with the family for, you know, sickness and all the shebang. So it depends on what, but I would rather
take those somebody. Ones are rare. That's not. Yeah.
But I don't know many people that don't have friends as a red flag. Let's just put it that way. What would it look like a girl?
What if a girl has friends, but all constantly fighting with her friends?
Oh, like, yeah, that's a red flag right
that's
there.
That's toxic.
Fighting with
your friends? Yeah, that's a red flag. They're always bitching.
Oh, bad mouthing. Like the
bad mouthing is a big red flag.
Yeah, but that's anything. Anybody that's a hypocrite, don't want to deal with.
At the chalet?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
The bad mouth was out of...
Yeah, I know.
It was just crazy. Yeah. I don't want to
say any name. But it's common in my case.
So you went to a Jerry Springer show?
No,
you even know who I'm talking about.
Exactly. But
he was warning people about me and my own chalet. But it's common. It's okay. Again, women love that. Yeah. It's strange, but women love that. We'll talk about it later. You know, there's a camera on your face. So when you whisper, it still sees you.
Just wait. I'm not used to the cameras, huh?
You know how cameras like, usually. Yeah, it's not the first time. I do this often, but like,
It's not you.
No, he was busy doing other shit.
Exactly. But even that. So
if you know, let's just say, I'm going to talk. This
I wasn't
is actually
thinking about
interesting.
Me either.
No, you should.
Not you, the person that you were.
So I got to ask you guys, as boys, exactly. right? If you find out a guy, not necessarily a good friend, but a friend, mm-hmm. right? Let's just say I found out you in your case.
No regrets.
No regrets. No regrets.
You're dumb. I swear to God, you're dumb.
I'm back, bitches.
You find out that I talk bad about you behind your back.
Yeah.
Do you confront me? Do you just take your distance or just leave it there?
I won't confront you right away. I'll take my distance. But when I eventually do bump into you, I'll confront you. I won't go out of my way for drama. Like, I'm not like.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you like, Phil's, he's a short piece of shit. Okay, great.
No, it's not that type of. No, let's just say I say. Business-wise, you do a really bad work.
Oh, yeah, no. I wouldn't. I wouldn't take offense to it because I know I don't.
No, let's just say he has no experience in it. That's the thing.
I know,
like, if he was an ex-client, I would get it. He's entitled to
his opinion.
The thing
is, again, like we start off this podcast saying how busy people are. Like I'm just too busy for that type of.
Man, you can't please everyone anywhere.
Yeah, like you know what? It could be that it was a job that I sent my employees and doing well. Like I don't even know if it's true or not. I don't even care, but. If it comes to the point where I bump into you again and you're a friend, I would definitely confront you and say, listen, I heard this and that. And it's happened before. And you know what the answer you get? Oh, no, it was out of context or I never said that. And so what are you going to do? You're going to confront them and say, oh, yeah, I said that about you. You're never going to get that answer. Because if the guy is already talking bad about you behind your back as a friend.
Yeah, but you can't have that around
you. Then you can't. No, but that's why. You're just
going to take your distance.
Yeah, take distance.
But if he asks me, yo, I feel like you're distant, I'm putting it in your face.
Tell him straight.
Wait, if you ask, no. Yes.
Yeah.
If you ask, of course, I have to.
I heard this and that. Oh, no, I never said that. And that's the answer you're going to get.
But that's what you're going to get, so I don't care there at that point.
But if the guy is just supposedly your friend, and your friend in quotations, and he says something about that, about you to somebody, something along those lines, something negative, then you know that he's not going to be upfront with you. And it's for me, like I said, I have plenty of friends. I make friends very easily. I don't need to be friends with everybody. I don't hate anybody. I'm not going to go out maliciously and talk bad about people. I'm not that type of person. But at the same time, I don't like if you choose to not be friendly with me or not to be in a good place or positive place with me, I have no problems asking you. I've done it before.
I have
enough friends.
No, it's just weird because I've heard lately a lot of people have been talking shit about the pod.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Don't get offended, but I haven't been listening. I've been too busy.
No, it's okay. No, a lot of people said they outgrew the pod.
But that's normal. That's actually normal. Like you
grew the success,
like you want to go do something else. You're going to listen to someone else. That's for me. That's 100%
normal.
No,
but he wasn't a listener. But anyway.
Oh, he wasn't a listener. He wasn't a listener, but he outgrew the what?
Yeah. Like, and he was like, you know, talking about sex all the time wasn't. I was like, but that's not listening to the pod, my friend. We talk about a lot of things.
A lot of things.
People think we only talk about sex, girls, or like.
But it's funny because people have to understand one thing, and I'm putting it this out.
It's an hour podcast.
It's time to listen.
75% of our listeners are women.
Mm-hmm.
And 75% of these women, I would say probably 80%, live for the content we talk about because it's their way of seeing inside a man's brain.
We're mansplaining for them?
Yeah, pretty much.
We're so dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. Just a tip. Disclaimer. I don't take it. Don't take what we say seriously.
I'm just giving opinions here. I'm not giving facts.
I think it's informative what you guys do, what we say. I mean, there are, everything's opinionated, right?
For sure.
Sometimes we say it in a stupid way, but I mean, at the end.
But at the end of the day, it's still our opinion.
But at the end of the day,
it's not facts.
We came here to blow some steam.
But it's not only that. At the end of the day, it's supposed to be a form of entertainment too, right? I mean, the stories that we tell, the stuff we do, people listen because they're entertained.
You think it's politics here? We're voting for Democrats? Or?
No, of course. I wouldn't show up if we're talking about politics or anything else. I wouldn't be here either.
Guy's open to talk about politics.
There's a lot of intelligence. I find there's a lot of intelligence, whether it's emotional intelligence or even on thoughts and confession. There's a lot of good topics that we speak about and that you can listen to. I'm not saying it's not informative and it's only entertainment. But at the end of the day.
Have you heard what you just said?
I don't pay attention to Francis.
It's like you. We don't pay attention to what
he's on timeout. That section of the table is on timeout.
No, but it was a good answer. It was a good.
That's why he's sharing a mic.
You don't even deserve a mic.
Go fuck yourselves, both of you.
Where were you last week?
Yeah, where were you? Where was I?
Where were you?
I don't know. I was working.
Okay, so I was working too.
Listen. I think if people are talking shit about the pod, it's if anybody. This is my philosophy. If anybody's talking shit about me or talking shit about anything, there's two reasons.
Jealousy. One.
Jealousy is the first reason, and the other reason is because they're just not.
They're offended.
They're offended. Maybe. They're not interested in it, so they'll just.
But not being interested is one thing, because you know that expression: if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
Because I'm like, if you're gonna talk shit about the pod. Right, you're gonna go and approach somebody and say, "Oh, that podcast is shit. I don't understand why you listen to it." Right?
So
that's another situation.
Oh, okay.
There's been three situations.
Kind of my say.
And funny thing is, he's coming on the pod soon.
Here's my say about this: you could talk shit about everything, but come and walk in my shoes and see if you can do better.
No, it's not a competition. It's not meant for everybody.
Just come. And then I'll comment on yours.
No, it's not even a question of comment. The reason why, what kills me about this whole situation is this is a person that I have nothing but love for. I was always there to support him. Always showed up at his events or whatever he was organizing. And then I find out that freely, for free, for $3.99, this guy was like, "Oh, I'm surprised you listened to the pod. It's only men talking shit about women."
Could it be just his opinion about your pod?
But again, if it's his opinion, okay. Yeah. But if you're saying this...
I think I know what it is.
Probably. But again, it's okay.
Let's make it clear. We love women. We never talk shit about women.
I got nothing but love for women.
You guys love them too much.
Yeah, that's maybe the problem.
Now again, Guy and Hani love only one.
Yeah.
I love nobody, but I am loved by many. Francis
is in love with all.
Francis, exactly. Francis going rampage in the streets right now.
Nah, Francis is like a bull running after red flags.
Honestly, for the three next months, I'm not even doing my hair anymore in my beard.
You see?
I'm not doing
this
anything.
This is the equivalent of a woman that decides not to shave anymore.
I don't need Tinder. I don't need any shit.
The next time you see me, he's going to be like dirty gray sweats.
Yeah, I'm going to look
like
shit.
With ice cream tinted.
I'm going to gain weight. I'm going to look like shit. I don't give a shit. I don't care anymore.
Just do you, buddy. Just do you. Okay. Like Sin told me once, just do you.
Yeah, but you have to do you, buddy.
Just do you.
I'm doing me all the time.
And the funny part, the funny part is that you're going to fail again, and it's okay. It's normal. It's part of life.
No, she's not coming back.
But it's funny.
It's not only with her you're going to fail.
The next one I'm going to fail? Yeah, you guys, you preach a lot.
No, he's going to get married. He's going to meet somebody, and he's going to be married within, engaged and married within a year.
This guy trips and falls in love. What the hell? This guy falls in love more often.
I used to say when I was younger, I said all the time, I used to fight.
Was in love for real. I was in love maybe four times.
Okay.
Really?
I've been in love for 12 hours.
Since we've been chilling a lot the last 2 months.
12 hours.
How many?
Max.
Yeah. He has like these short period
hours.
Falling in love.
Yeah. It's like quitting smoking is easy. I've done it about 1,000 times.
But I fall in love with the red flags. Like, really.
Let me say it again in your case. The only reason you fall in love with a red flag is because it looks like you.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, it's a projection, right? Yeah. A lot of times you fall in love with yourself too. Yeah,
you're looking
for
something similar to you, and it's toxic.
I'm toxic to myself.
Yes, of course you are.
Yeah, but everybody loves self-mutilation to some point.
Hey, look at my skin. See how many tattoos I have? You think I do it for
not
fun?
Not as many as you.
You think I do it for fun?
It's funny. You know, I broke up after I already made an appointment.
Really?
Another one? Every time I go through like an event, good or bad, I get a few.
I did one last week.
A few, not one. A few.
Well, I have little small ones. Like, yeah, man, you're going to be Ghost Boy soon.
I'm almost there.
That's too much. And this guy, he finished the last tattoo last week, and he's like, yo, it's my last. I was like, for how long?
It's always your last.
No, it's for how long?
When it's a long session, it's always your last.
It's always your last cigarette. It's always your last cigarette.
Yeah, when you do a session of 4 or 5 hours straight or a couple of sessions back-to-back on a big piece, it's like, yeah, this is my last. And then before you know it, it's
2 months after I booked another one.
Book. You find an extra $1,000 somewhere lying around and you book it.
That's what he says about horse.
You know when you have auto-renewals? This guy's on auto-renewal tattoos.
No, but Andy, you said something interesting before concerning Francis. You said the next relationship, he's going to be selfish. Yeah. And you know what? It's right because the recent relationship was the first one. Like I really liked the girl. I was like, in love with her. And I found that I was, in retrospect, one of the things I realized that I was more selfish than I was in other relationships. And I think that it came through. And she used to call me, and I liked it because she used to call me out on shit and she called me out on it. And you don't really realize it a lot of times. It's just inadvertent. And then you realize, you know what? I'm being selfish. I'm kind of expecting her to see me when I'm available. Or
that's it.
I want to do what I want to do. And I caught myself even sometimes ordering stuff at the restaurant. Some girls like when you order stuff, but some girls are like, great, Jade, take charge. But I have a mind. I have a mouth.
I have an opinion too.
I have an opinion.
So, you order food for your wife?
Yeah.
It's only because I like to share, right?
I never, because it's a headache.
No, it's not about.
You order for yourself.
It depends where, because we went to another restaurant. I didn't know the place or whatever. She's like, okay, you might, because she'd been there with her friends. She's like, you might like this. Well, let's just take this entree with all these things, and we're just gonna share. Like, okay, cool.
I always share.
But if we go to what's the place, Alomanco Copit, whatever, she always take the same thing. So when the waitress comes. Yeah.
Okay, so you're not picking for her. Dude,
one of the first things you have to do that I learned that much in a relationship, especially if your girlfriend drinks coffee, is you memorize that order.
How she
right
takes
away.
Her coffee?
Yeah, it's
one
no
of my
brainer.
Questions in 21 questions. How do you take your coffee? Yeah.
You need to know. You need to know right away. If you have
when
to
I'm
show
fasting
coffee,
or when I'm not fasting.
Yeah. Fasting is black.
Exactly. But when I'm not fasting, it's one
six
cream,
sugars,
two sugar.
Milk. Six sugars, right? Like last
no,
six
not
sugars.
Anymore. I don't do that anymore.
No, it's, yeah.
Fasting is nothing.
But you know what? It's fun. It's fun to be like, I realize I hadn't been in a relationship like that in a little while. Because remember, I went monk, remember?
Yeah.
Like Sahar.
Shout out to Sahar.
Shout out to Sahar.
Where is he?
I miss him.
He's in Israel.
With his cousins.
He can't cross back anymore here. That's it. He's done.
Israelis don't have that problem.
No?
No, they can go.
That's the neighbors. The noisy neighbors.
Starting with the P.
Yeah, so that's it. It's
Pakistan. Because I can't find it on Google.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Yeah, see, we're educated, yet we're fucking wrong.
Yeah, you can't find it.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking.
So anyway, sorry.
It's not on the map.
No, that's what I was just saying. It's you forget all about how fun it is to be in a relationship. There's a lot of fun things that we did, a lot of...
Francis is going to find himself a girlfriend tomorrow now.
No, but at a certain point, I feel like she was that type with me. Like being really selfish, doing it on her own and thinking about maybe just me giving.
How was her prior relationship? Did you ask?
Horrible.
Well, there you go.
Both of them.
One good, one bad.
It's but like the thing is, you have to put in perspective here two things. First and foremost, you need to know where you're at in life. Mm. And the partner that you have in front of you, you need to know where they are in life. Because timing is everything. 100%. People can have bad or good. They can be in the selfish mode and the other one is in the giving mode because they felt bad that they were selfish last time.
Yeah,
if you're not able to visualize or to see it right away on the other person that you guys are not in the same length, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, like in my situation, because it was a situation that turned into a relationship, you guys knew about that. It was so intense. Like what I felt and what she felt was so intense that I got really, and I had, like, again, I haven't felt like this about anybody in a very long time. I got caught up in the moment, and the moment lasted long. So I wasn't.
That's cute, but that's good.
Yeah, I know, but you become, I'm a very aware person. So a lot of times, that's why sometimes you let a red flag slide. Sometimes you don't know yourself. Okay, how am I really feeling? Oh, it doesn't matter. Fuck it. I feel good when I'm around her or I want to see her. So you get caught up in that moment. And sometimes you know, I had lost faith in that. I, to be honest with you,
I was in the same situation before meeting the girl that I'm seeing right now.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, because it's been 3 years now that I've been separated or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. I met a lot of women, whatever, here and there. But nothing made me be like, oh, she got potential.
Mm.
maybe I was picking girls that I knew it wouldn't work from get-go.
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to...
Because you want it temporary.
Yeah, because I want it temporary.
Came with an expiration date.
But then when I'm like... And I was surprised because it's like your head gives you like playing mind game with yourself, with me. It was like, oh yeah, we're going to go see if there's women available. But my brain was making me choose girls that I knew from the get-go that I wouldn't be with. Mm. From the get-go. And then I turned around and I met her and I'm like, it's easy. And I told her the other day, like a month ago, she's like, I'm like, the reason why I'm still here is because tu me fais pas chier. Straight up. I'm like, you don't chop my balls, whatever. I'm just, easy, it's simple.
I think that's what every guy wants. No, but it's whatever.
But I think
guy
even
wants,
a woman, then. That's what a woman wants too. I don't know, no woman is like, oh, I want it to be, you know, breaking my head, asking me questions, being overly emotional. And blah blah blah.
Have you dated lately?
He's probably the worst to give advices like this.
You think?
No, whatever. I think you're right. What were you saying? Francis really distracted me. He's like the fucking bitter kid in the corner of the table. He's like the kid that doesn't want to eat his fucking veggies. Like, fuck you, daddy.
Me and Sid? It's like that.
Yeah, he's like all in the corner and he's just like, it's actually fresh, man. He's looking at it.
I already called him daddy.
Oh my God.
Wow. Pause.
I like being called daddy. Yeah,
that's Sid is my daddy.
Yeah, so.
Please don't say that.
Pause. Super pause.
It's on the record.
Please don't say
that. So then I realized that, and then nowadays I'm just like, it's one day at a time.
But
I bring my head or whatever. It works so far. We talk. The weird thing, you have 21 questions. Mm-hmm. I have 50 questions.
50?
50.
Damn.
This guy has time.
I have two.
No, it's not about having time.
Two.
Are you going to
you want the tip or you want the whole thing?
Tip or shaft.
But because those questions are geared to my personality, what type of man, I have a business mentality, so I understand the fact that I'm just going to be focusing on just work and do. But those questions and it was just stupid questions, simple questions, and also the politics were part of the questions and stuff.
Yeah,
just to make sure that you understand me, and we were both answering questions. We didn't finish all the.
Well, no offense, it sounds like a job interview. It doesn't sound like a game.
I know, but it wasn't all at the same time. Okay. So we were always like a little bit here.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Jokes aside.
Go ahead.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
I didn't do much shit romantic.
I knew it. I was there.
No, but it's funny you said
that. I was present, motherfucker.
Because what you said before, like we're talking about, I wasn't communicating and it's hard to communicate. In theory, the way I look at things, and this is going to sound stupid.
No, it's not.
No such thing.
Probably not. No such thing. You're right. So the way I look at things is like, for me, I know it's going to sound like it sounds weird, but if you can have a conversation of where you are, even when you get busy, like the way I am is even with my ex-wife, when we'd be together on Sunday night, we sit down for an hour, like especially towards the end when the communication wasn't as good, where we're trying, we'd sit down for an hour and say, okay, what's the week look like with the kids? What the week look like with events? What we're doing, soccer, this and that. And we talk a little bit about just for half an hour. So I think sometimes I'm very big on scheduling. I'm pretty organized. So for me, ideally, if you could, I know it's going to come off as weird, but if you could schedule a time, even if it's a date or if it's a coffee or if it's something just where you're just you two and you just speak of what's going up, like what's going on, what's up. Because some people don't get the chance to do it.
That's true.
Like I'm busy, but I'm no doctor. I don't run a Fortune 500 company. How do these guys do it?
They don't.
They don't.
They don't.
No, but they don't. How many people of those types do you see that are Father of the Year? Again, they're providers.
They've met somebody.
No, but meeting somebody's out of... Okay, so keep in mind here. It's a business. Yeah, it's a business thing.
Because she has the money.
No, but again... Not always. Not always.
I've met successful people that have wives.
But they know what to expect. It's like if your partner is an actor and he travels a lot.
Yeah.
I don't expect him to be there every recital or a hockey practice. It makes no sense. Yeah. At the end of the day, this is what I give. And this is by my average of the energy, my presence. Now, you want the big house or you want the luxury or you want whatever.
There's a price.
This is the price to it.
Yeah, there's a cost, not a price.
There's a cost.
So, and here's where I'm going to stop you. Let's say you are dating, you're plus one. You weren't an actor. You were just a regular 9-to-5 man.
I am now.
Okay. Sure you are.
You're a influencer.
Nine to noon.
9 to 2. Truth, but then,
literally,
according, like, further on your life path, you become an actor. So you're not normal 9 to 5, but you travel a lot. No, you have gigs, whatever. Do you think that current woman that was with you from the 9 to 5 and had a schedule with you, time with you, that can will be able to adapt with you?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you the answer to that question before. But wait, it depends why I became an actor. Mm-hmm. Is it to
was it talked about, or was it
money, or was it because something, an ambition that I always had as a child?
Okay,
you get what I'm saying? Because if it's for me to provide to my family, she will see the progress and she'll understand. It's like you having 3 jobs. You're doing this for a better future. Mm-hmm. You're not doing this just to piss her off. Oh, I'm busy. Sorry, I can't see you. Yeah. Get what I'm saying?
Well, I think what Hani's trying to say is, and I think it's true. Maybe I'll put it in a different way. If you...
You speak Hani.
I speak Hani. You understand me very well.
Habibi.
But, Habub, please. Habub. Habub.
No, so basically, I think it's like he's right in the sense that whatever you start off with, like if you start out in a relationship and you love bomb, or you get them used to a specific type of thing, either it's a lot of time, a lot of love, a lot of, it could be gifts, it could be just time, it could be restaurants. Then all of a sudden you get busy because it's busy season, like we said, in September, or it's just, life gets, it gets busy for mm-hmm. everybody. If somebody is used to a certain amount of something, again, being very, very vague, could be anything. There's not a lot of people, is there a lot of people, I guess, that would be able to understand that and adapt? Because a lot of people have trouble, like difficulty with change and having the trouble adapting to certain situations, especially situations that become long-term situations.
Yeah, but okay. So in my case, for example, I could never be with somebody that is not good with change. Because there's constantly...
But how do you get better with change? Especially that situation, because it's a big thing.
Yeah, but
how do you know? How do you know that somebody's good with change?
Okay, so it's pretty simple.
That was a lot of questions.
No, I get it. But the whole change part...
50 questions.
Take me as an example, right? I coach, DJ, podcast, and I do my own sports, right?
And you have a business too.
Yeah. And I have a business. There's events here and there. Now, if all of a sudden, I need to do this or do that, and all of a sudden you're like, yeah, but it's all nagging or negative thoughts instead of like, if you need any help or for support, right there you have it there. If something changes in the schedule, let's just say we have kids. I meet somebody tomorrow where we plan something. Oh, my son got injured. Like this week, my son busted his knee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's on crutches. So I had to go and pick him up. If I had a girlfriend, she's like, yeah, but we had plans. She doesn't understand. You know what I mean? Those are all the little signs. Or something comes out at work. One of my employees didn't show up. I was supposed to do lunch with you. Now I have to handle a situation at work. Yep. If you start nagging and you're like, oh, you always do this and this and that, clearly.
Yeah, but I think.
Yeah, but your model here is different now. So let's say the girl that you met you in those criteria where you have 5 things running at the same time right now. Okay.
And I still made time for her.
I think the example, sorry.
But 3 years on the line, you've added 2 more.
But why would I add two more at my age?
I think what you're saying with your son getting hurt and with lunch and employees, I think those are very temporary changes.
Oh, but if I change career, I'm thinking I would have a conversation with her. If I'm going to go and travel to 2 months, let's just
I don't know, you lost your I want to open up a cafe.
That's it.
Yeah.
I have a bit of extra money. I have a friend of mine, whatever. Yeah. Tony, you want to open up something together?
Yes.
You open up a cafe.
He got his child, by the way. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. I messaged him. So,
true.
Yeah.
So, like, you say, okay, I'll open up this cafe. And then you realize, okay, cafe, I can't find any employees. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm working here 60 hours a week. That's stuff that you kind of...
I would expect her to come in and work with me. Help me out.
I know you would.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying.
Ideal would you way ask? You're looking. Would you ask?
But if she doesn't...
If she doesn't, but that's the sign right there.
Even if you guys have been together for 2 years, or 3 years, or 4 years.
I mean,
that would be shocking to me that I didn't see these signs after 3 years.
But you won't be able to
see them. You were in love.
No, for 3 years, no. Love lasts about a weekend.
but he's right. These are things you might want to see right away.
Again, I'll tell you one thing. I can give you the example of my baby moms, right? 12 years together. The first 5-6 years, we had our jobs, whatever, but we still made time for us. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, she became more of a workaholic. Her priorities changed. Look at us now. We're not together anymore. This is what I mean. You cannot avoid the inevitable.
Yeah, the proof is always in the pudding. You're right.
That's what I'm saying.
100%.
Because the thing is, you can get ready as much as you want for a hurricane or a tornado or an earthquake, but when it happens, it happens.
So essentially what you're saying is that in most relationships, when there's drastic changes, and it could be something like you get hurt at work, it could be
death in the family, it could be many
you can get fired at a job and you decide to take a different different approach.
So that happened, COVID, how many people
if there's any drastic changes, it's a very slim chance
there's always it's not always really good.
It depends. There's some people that are good at it, some people you'll find right away in the most simplistic things. Oh honey, you're tired tonight.
I think you're right. At the end of the day, I think it has to be communicated. Because if you're just expecting it, like, oh, I'm starting this business venture, I just want love and support.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
No.
But it's in because everything.
Put it the opposite.
Let's just say you have a girlfriend, you have your job, you have this, and she's working somewhere. Then all of a sudden she's like, you know what? You're in a relationship. You live with her, with your kids, 3 years. She's like, I think I'm going to go back to school for a year. Right?
Yeah.
Go back to school for a year. That means I'm not going to bring in any money. She has to communicate that to you. And then you can have an exchange. Because it's not concrete.
Here comes OnlyFans, by the way.
Oh, stop it. But my point being is she has to communicate it. And if you feel like you can be there for her and support her for that year, good. What's your plan? Right? You have to communicate that.
Now, yeah, but if people have a tendency to communicate about their emotions or work or whatever when the shit hits the fan.
When it's too late.
Everybody's like
no,
that.
But these big career changes is impossible. You cannot decide to make these big changes when you're in a true relationship.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we're going to say, no, I don't want you to.
So you think you're going to, tomorrow you're going to go and buy $200,000. You're going to buy tomorrow a $200,000 car and you have a girlfriend you're not going to mention it to her? You're just going to show up with it?
I was.
Sorry. You're going to tell her it's our car and she's going to get involved into it.
Yeah, but you see, that's fascinating that you are in an 8-year relationship.
Thank you very much.
I will do it.
So why are you talking about the other? Talk about yourself.
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because I have people around that do the same thing. They buy fucking cars or they go on a fucking...
No, but if you have $1 billion in
exactly,
the bank,
if you have money...
I'm saying that if you're still living at your mom's and you were supposed to move in with your girlfriend... Three years ago, and then you go and buy a car of the year.
But then you're still
waiting for a ring, and you go buy a brand new car.
Exactly, yeah. But that's what I mean by that.
You're looking for failure off the bat on that one. I'm talking people that have, they're in a couple, in 9-to-5 jobs, and a guy goes buy an 80 grand car.
I'll give you a better example. I'll give you a better example. Wait, sorry. I'll give you his example. You're in a relationship for 3 years, right? You're good with her, everything's good. Next thing you know, she tells you, oh, by the way, next Friday I'm going to Ibiza with a couple of friends.
Impossible.
Impossible. Wait.
I
cannot imagine a person that spends time with me would dare think to do that without actually telling me. They would tempt the line. Like,
text you by the way, time.
They want to go. Fine. No, they want to go. A bunch of friends want to go to Ibiza and they want me to come and they would look at me. And I'm like, cool story, bro. You want me to take you? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, no, I think there's going to be... You know what? I think that's what... But like, and it brings us back to what we said in the last podcast from over here, how people, I think, they're just oblivious. I think people are unaware. Yeah. I think people don't take the time. People are not considered. Nobody's considered anymore.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
No, you can also pick a considerate person to be with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll be honest with you, I had this situation with my ex-girlfriend. I wanted to be a cop. I wanted to go to RCMP. And obviously, you have to go to Saskatchewan. But the thing is, when I didn't pass, I felt that she was happy.
It's okay that she was happy.
She was happy, but at the end, she wouldn't follow me if I would have passed.
That's a different story.
Different. Yeah.
But was that communicated before the exam?
She knew I always wanted to be a cop.
No, you wanted. But when you said that to her, when you told her...
She didn't want to.
Okay, so she communicated, so it's fair.
It's fair.
She did tell you. It's like if a girl tells me, can I go to Ibiza? And I say, no, and you go. All right, you can go.
But when you come back, you're single.
I'm not talking about your situation. I'm talking about the cop situation.
I'm the bitch, whatever.
Right? No, I wasn't talking necessarily. We're talking about Ibiza. You tell your girlfriend that you want to become a cop, and that would require you going for X amount of time to Saskatchewan. Right? And she's like, listen, I don't feel comfortable in a long distance relationship. And you're like, okay, but I'm still going to do it. All right. It's over. You know, you can't have it both ways. She told you her boundaries. You decided to overlap them. So by all means, do you. There's no way in life that I would impose anything on anybody.
No.
But if I feel not comfortable, I don't agree with something, and yet you still do it regardless. If you can communicate it to me and try to explain to me why I should be okay with it.
I'm not going to Ibiza to get fucked. I'm going to Saskatchewan my career.
It doesn't matter. She doesn't do long-term. I don't do long-term.
I don't do long-term.
Long distance, not long-term. And that's when the relationship ended.
It actually happened to me, the same situation where I met a girl, old ex. And we were talking like, oh, she's like, I'm trying to open a business. I met a partner. He lives in Grand Bay, blah, 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 whatever. He wants to partner with me. And I'm like, ah, cool. You do you. For me, it was just like in the air, like, okay, But then the more we're meeting, seeing each other, blah, 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 it actually happened where they wanted to open a shop in Grand Bay. And I'm like, but I had the business here. When we met, it was at the beginning. So for me, I didn't pay attention to that because, I mean, I had a business. I was starting the business, you know, startup. Yeah. Like 100% go. I wasn't paying attention. And she started going to Grand Bay for like 2 days, come back 2 days. I didn't pay attention because business, whatever. I'm like, oh, we're going to figure that out. But then it didn't work out because the partner wanted more. It was a man. And you know men, what they want when they want a part. Like he was old, he had money, but... She was young, cute, blah, blah, blah. So he liked her a little bit. So at the end, and I was like, I was honest with her. I'm like, don't hate me, but I'm actually happy that it didn't work out. Because it wouldn't work. Because I wouldn't do the long-term.
Yeah, but you have to communicate it at the end of the day.
I'm like, I'm not going to follow you in Grand Bay.
Me meeting a girl that lets go parties all the time, right? If I don't mention that I'm not comfortable with that and she continues... It's fair play. Mm-hmm. If I communicate it, I'm like, look, listen, I don't feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Let's just say clothes she wears or people she talks to. I have to communicate and explain. Don't do it, period. But why? Because I said so. No, I'm not your daddy.
But most of the time, you do say what you don't deal with, like what you don't accept.
Yeah, but then
she has the right to decide.
But it's a negotiation.
Yeah, but I think
not even, yes, it is. Because I've already been convinced that I was maybe being overprotective. In the sense that I was like, listen, I don't feel comfortable with this. But he's like, if you trust me, you have to trust how I'm going to act with these people. And put that way. And then she's like, listen, I do this for work, blah, 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 blah. Who am I? If I trust you, it's true. I do trust you. The end. Everything is a conversation. It's an exchange of thoughts. This is not a dictatorship.
But there's also
there's non-negotiables.
100%.
I get that. But
not in their accounts.
Not in their
accounts. Because I understand what you mean. Like my favorite example that I always come up with, I don't cook. Yes. You come into a relationship with me, you know that I will not cook for you.
Mm-hmm. Are you willing to learn?
No, I'm not cooking.
Strictly grabbing, no.
And this guy's in a relationship. Oh my God, I failed in life.
I feel you, bro. Well,
maybe you met somebody that knows how to cook.
No, I get that, but he's not willing.
He knows how to cook.
But no, I cook.
Yeah,
but I don't expect a meal every night. I don't expect
Yeah, you said it. You don't care if it's not a five-star.
Just not going to cook. I'm going to do the other part. I'm going to clean, whatever. There's only one woman that I will cook for. It's my daughter because she didn't choose to be here. It's my responsibility.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So you can cook, but you refuse to cook for
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
He's on strike.
Yeah, damn. I wish and, I had
and this
like
is
that.
The Ramadan surprise, bitch.
But that's not Starry a surprise. Tonight. That's always the second question after her name that I ask.
But you know what's fascinating about this? The day that he's going to cook, his girlfriend's going to say he's so romantic.
It's crazy.
She's going to say shit the jackpot.
But actually, I told her that I'm like, yo.
That's a good slow play,
if it happens, like for one crazy reason.
So why do you think she is with you?
For the other stuff that I bring.
What is it that you bring?
The mamba.
The table.
The mamba.
It looks like a folding table from here. What table? No, but seriously, jokes aside. What do you bring to the table?
Wow.
No, except the big...
the big mamba.
We should bring her on the podcast and ask her.
I want to know what he thinks he brings to the table.
For me,
Did you actually do that reflection?
Huh?
Yeah, all the time. Second guess myself all the time. I used to tell this girl all the time, like, what do you... She was 30. She's 12 years younger than me. Like,
yeah, but that's not a problem.
No, I know it's not a problem. Like, but she was good looking. She was super funny. I'm like, but can't find somebody. Like,
you're funny too.
So at times.
Good looking guy.
funny looking. So sometimes you question yourself, like you know.
But he comes with specific needs. So I'm wondering what is it?
I'm easygoing.
Because you have to like it has to be somewhat of a fair exchange.
100%.
So what do you provide?
Myself.
She can say the same thing herself. Sure.
No, what I usually say or do is like, stupid.
It sounds like a 2023 girls.
don't answer it. It's a trap.
That's a trap.
It has nothing to do with it. Like, I understand myself. At my age today, I'm stable. I'm not. I know what I want. Clear future. There's no way you're gonna be with me and you're gonna think like maybe I'm not gonna provide or maybe like there's no way I'm just gonna wake up and be like, nah, I don't feel like what you know with me as a father, this as is a key. Black father, I'm gonna be there. I have to.
Oh man, that's bad, man. I got some black friends.
Right. You don't buy milk. You don't buy milk.
It's all right. You said it. It's all right. Okay, what Nelson's brings to bring?
No,
to
no.
The
but
table?
I'm still waiting for what you bring to the table.
It's not about bringing. It's
that you bring that somebody the next guy can.
Yeah,
the Mutumba.
The deep voice. That's all you.
No,
bring.
It's not sexual, about that. Deep voice. At the end of the day, almost everybody we're almost the same. There's always little thing. Okay, without the crazy part.
What I provide is. Premium, luxury, high-end.
Hook.
The hook. The hook is the last thing. The hook is like the little cherry on top of the cake.
It's the tip.
No, it's not even the tip.
No, I get that part. For me, it's just that stability, the fact that you can trust me, you can actually lower your guard.
Yeah, I'm going to make your life a lot easier. Just say,
I don't know.
Just answer, she gets me. She gets you.
But he's going to be like, who are you?
He should know he's your friend.
He's bringing me to the table.
No, but I know who he is.
No, but that's what, at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's at the end of the day, if you know who you are and you know what you bring to the table, at the end of the day, that she must see the same thing. Because at the end of the day,
but sometimes.
No, but that could be a red flag.
Sometimes.
Really? How?
If she is with him and he provides nothing and she wants to be with him, that's a red flag for her.
Yeah, I know, but he knows that he's a provider. He just said it.
No, but a provider. Who doesn't provide? Okay, there is people that do not
you
provide.
You can say it, but not do it. A lot of people say shit.
No, Guy, you know for that. Sure. Guy's a hard worker.
I'm not talking about
Guy's a hard worker.
I know.
Guy's a provider. That I'll give you easily. The thing is, the counterpart to that is he's very, very clear on what he wants, what he doesn't want. Okay. And there's a lot of non-negotiables. Okay. A lot. His list is long.
It's not long.
It's long.
Fitty questions. Fitty.
My only concern with something like that, because everybody has their kind of their checklist there. Everybody has their non-negotiables. Everybody kind of closes their eyes to certain things. My only issue with that concern, I should say, with that is a lot of girls, guys too, I think, but a lot of people, I guess, in general, they kind of close an eye to a lot of stuff. They say, oh, he'll come
around.
What
do you mean by that?
Well, he'll come around. You know, he doesn't want this, he doesn't want that.
100%.
Maybe I'll fuck him good enough that he's gonna not, you know, like he'll come around with this, you know.
I had that conversation already.
Doesn't last long for the sex, honestly.
No, but sex is just sex. Like honestly, I've realized that
it could
sex
be anything. It's
sex.
Not necessarily sex.
I have a list, but my checkbox, every check I'm marking is mm-hmm. outside of the box.
Is it on Excel?
I check the box.
We need to put the like that.
What am I supposed to?
She has two. She has two parents that are still together, and she has a good family with a dog. No.
No, if she has a dog, I think it's a red flag now.
Yeah, fuck the dogs
or cat.
Yeah, yeah. People that have animals.
Two cats. She ran away at 14 years old. Oh, yeah.
Love cats.
He has two cats.
Yeah. You have cats?
That's the biggest. And he takes videos of him on his patio with the cats. That's a fucking red flag right there.
You got to put that shit on.
It works to what? To get pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pussy attracts pussy. Yet.
Pussy cat.
It's not quality pussy.
It's not. It's Ibiza.
See? So again, it's like those big muscles.
Because he's playing games. If you're using your pussy to get pussy...
Let me ask you. Your next tattoo.
That's what I call a pussy trap.
Your next tattoo, is it a red flag on your chest?
No.
She just has to get it over here.
No, I feel like your red flag should be.
Red flag should just be
at the bottom here. Just the bottom here. So as they go down, they warned in advance.
Red flag.
No, I'm getting an emoji tornado because I was called a tornado. I used to get it all the time. Brand name a tornado.
What sense? Sexually?
Maybe.
In what context did
they call you?
I'm
dramatic.
I have a lot
Everybody
of stuff.
Everybody tells I'm dramatic. I'm not dramatic.
Yes, you are. Yes, oh, yes, you are.
I'm not dramatic.
No,
especially when you're drunk.
You're my most emotional
friend.
Guy friend.
Yeah, but I'm Natasha. I'm stinky.
Yeah.
I'm stinky.
I'm clingy.
People. And the second one is somebody you know. Well, you all know here.
People like me.
he goes out with us once in a while. Then he disappears.
Like a ghost?
Casper. But he's a friendly ghost.
That's hilarious.
But it's crazy. But again, like I said, there's no perfect situation. There's just certain things that I require or I look for in people. that are non-negotiables, but they're more common than whatever he has as a checklist.
Yeah, I don't mind red flags as much as I look for green flags, if you want to put it that way. Like, there's certain things
you outweigh
that I enjoy.
The green versus the red.
Well, there's certain things.
Everybody has
certain
red
things,
flags.
Like, for me, a girl has to be funny. Like, I have to be able to laugh at you. Like, honestly,
wait a minute. Wait, what?
But she could be stupid.
That's
funny.
The first thing that came to mind is she really? Has to be funny.
No, I find
they're
I find
funny at a certain point.
Not purpose. Not purpose.
Doesn't make you laugh. They make you cry. If they make you laugh, doesn't mean they're funny.
Like, no, your situation you is funny.
My situation is
funny. So that would make her funny.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she but obviously, the first thing is attractiveness. Obviously, if you look at somebody, you have to, that goes without saying. I would believe.
Get a boner.
But after that,
but not too attractive because we had a conversation.
If they're too attractive, no. But if you, it's hard to meet. Especially people. I find it's hard to meet girls with a really good sense of humor, and especially that one that parallels yours.
The girl has to match my sarcasm. She doesn't match my sarcasm.
Yeah, but
I'm
that's
fucked.
Still a type
I'm
of.
Fucked.
It's a type of humor.
Yeah,
right?
She doesn't necessarily need to laugh, but she has to understand my sarcasm. Because I hate those situations when you say something and they're like, "Are you serious?"
Yeah.
No, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, me, you know,
like, spend more
now
time
that
explaining.
You say that, I'm like, yeah, that's true. Because I'm extremely sarcastic. If you don't get it, because it happened with
then
a couple
you spend
of
too many times explaining. Like,
but let's get to the root. Why are you sarcastic? Is it a defense mechanism?
Maybe no, it's my way of humor.
That's your humor?
Yeah, that's how
I'm not a comedian. I'm a clown. So I'm not going to necessarily make you laugh by saying things, but I'm going to make you laugh because I'm a fucking clown.
No, but that's true. There is comedians. There's clowns. Honey, which one are you? Let's just.
My name is Jeff.
He's a clown.
That's it.
Yeah, definitely.
No, but
it is what it is.
But again, you have to be self-aware, buddy.
I put the clowns together. I am.
Here's the circus.
I am.
You crusty
That's
baby.
What they have there over there.
But it's important, the sarcasm, and they have to be general culture.
Best
Forget about the
physique, right here,
her beauty physically, because that will fade eventually. As long as I'm somewhat attracted to her.
No, hold on.
We're negotiable.
It doesn't fade. It's maintained. It's maintained, but it doesn't fade.
Excuse you?
Yeah,
no, I don't notice
beauty.
Beauty's
maintained.
Anymore.
It's not faded.
Excuse you?
That's one of the issues why men don't notice women anymore and they get angry. Oh, I have a new haircut. How do you find my dress? You're pretty. Because it fades. It's not because I don't pay attention. It's for me, I put you on this pedestal.
It doesn't count anymore.
Yeah, but.
Well, no, it doesn't count. It counts, but.
You can't say this every single week or every single month after she cuts her hair. Oh, you have nice hair or you have. You don't think about it. Because, okay, she went to
the. When was the last time you said your wife was beautiful?
Yesterday.
And then before that?
Last month.
Last month.
But he sees it once a week.
He has a reminder on his iPhone calendar.
Say something nice.
Wait, I got to text
all,
my girlfriend.
I have an Android, not an iPhone. But
that would explain once a month.
No, actually, I do throw comments there and there.
Occasion,
just for you.
Have you ever made her a remark about, let's just say, a post she made or the way she dresses when she goes out?
Oh, the way she dresses, for sure.
Honey, when you go out next time, when she's dressed up good, look at her, turn around, look at her, drop your keys or your phone.
Actually, I'll tell you one thing. We had a wedding not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I know how she dresses, right? But it's an elderly wedding and there's actually elderly people around. And obviously, the Armenian community tends to judge pretty quickly. Like, Habibti, just cover the chest, cover the scarf. Right away, she did it. No argument. She did it.
Because it was your event.
It was my event, yeah.
But let's just say it's her event.
Oh, she can go and do whatever she wants. I don't.
So your boundaries are determined where.
Who? The clientele, the context.
See, he wasn't going to be agreeing with
you. No, but it's the surrounds you're with, right? You adapt to the surrounds.
So because she's Latina and they're very fuego, right?
Yeah, I mean, Latinas are very fuego. They dress up and it could be the aunties, like the grandma too.
It's getting. No, but I get that.
The abuelita sometimes. Nice
but you see, that would make me. No, but again, there's boundaries to be put. Now.
She knows how to dress elegant and sexy within that gap.
There's a very thin line.
Yeah, but.
Okay, what do you like?
All of it.
Naked.
No, but that's one-on-one. I'm not talking one-on-one. We're talking about in a public setting.
Exactly. What do you like?
I like my woman to be elegant and sexy in that range.
No, but let's just say you go and meet her at
So why do you care about the Armenians?
Because it's not my wedding. It's not my surroundings.
No, that's out of respect. You go to some place,
people,
you have
to
follow
their
culture, their boundaries. That's not the same.
Fair enough.
I'm talking about your boundaries. Your boundaries. Let's just say you find that she's overly exposed.
I'll tell her right away.
And if she doesn't listen.
No, she does, actually. That's
No.
I would never
if it's over the top.
I would never tell my girlfriend how to dress.
So, okay, so let me tell you this. This situation happened, and it got me super uncomfortable. Because now there's this new fashion thing going on where they're go braless.
Yeah.
I used to love when I used to ask her all the time to bra this. Go on bra this all the time, especially when
you're with a transparent shirt. And you're going to go out with your kids for a gala. Okay. And they're there. You're not going to say anything. Try to act high and mighty.
It's very European.
Yeah, but aren't you Italian?
No, it's European to go topless. I mean, yeah, go braless. So, if you go
it's okay in front of your kids?
I don't think the one I was with would have, but even at that, I don't know.
I mean, you can tell, look, do you mind just...
My son just had a crush on her, so maybe that would have been a bit of an issue.
Okay, let me ask you. Right now, the girl you're talking about comes in and your son's there. Transparent top, the woman...
No, no. I have clear boundaries.
For me, I have never told any of my girlfriends or
I
my
never
ex-wife
did neither. But they know.
But they know.
But yeah, obviously, if she comes out, she's wearing a G-string with a thong. Like, oh, you give them a look. But I mean, at the end of the day, you wouldn't be with somebody that dresses that Jose either.
But you don't really know these things until they actually happen.
No, you see it ahead of time.
How?
Because the way
I don't
dress
go to galas every weekend.
Well, okay, at clubs or at restaurants.
I'm sure when you date, you start dating your girlfriend at the beginning, especially when you go out and they dress a certain way, they're dressing probably as sexy as they can dress.
Yeah.
To blow your mind.
I'm not sure though. I'm not sure.
To get attention,
but from you mostly, right?
Yeah.
If it wasn't okay.
No wait. But if honestly, you go on a date and a girl dresses sexy to attract attention from others,
there's a problem.
That's a big human red flag.
What I mean by that is, if it was just your attention, when you're not there, she shouldn't be dressing that way.
No, that's not true.
But even if I'm there, I wouldn't want to dress that way.
I wouldn't like it.
That's my thing. It has nothing to do with me, with others. It has to do with me too. The 14 on 10 made things. We had this conversation where the girl was so hot and she was dressed so provocative that it became uncomfortable.
You become the sugar daddy.
Wherever you go, no, I'm never a sugar daddy. Yeah. I might be the daddy, but not the sugar daddy.
He looked like the sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Whatever. But my point being is, it was.
But people, if you know she dresses that way.
I found out that day.
Okay, but did you continue?
Hold on. I'm going to stop here.
Of course not.
I'm going to stop here.
She had a.
When you went through her profile before getting there, have you seen her being overdressed?
No, she has like a very discreet originally. When I came into play, she was very discreet.
So she did it for you then?
I don't know if she was in advance. No, but social media is social media. It's because it's these women that have...
What I'm saying is, if you meet some, you meet some. If you're with somebody, like anybody that was with, obviously you're with them, you know more or less. Obviously, if you're with your wife of 10 years and all of a sudden she starts dressing with
slits
and she's showing too much, there might be a reason why. Maybe she's unhappy. Maybe she's looking for attention elsewhere.
So bikini pictures on social media and shit like that.
I don't find anything wrong with that.
Not me too.
Damn. So your wife, your girlfriend could be...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always the type of guy that when I would go out with a girl,
the funny part is,
I agree on that one.
I think, generally speaking, I've dated good looking women. Like most of my ex girlfriends are attractive. They're still attractive. So I was the type of guy that when I'd go out with an attractive girl, like, I'm a small guy too, and if they wear heels, whatever.
It didn't bother me either.
I don't like if everybody's looking at my girlfriend. It means well, at the end of the night, she's coming home with me.
No, but that's
mind you,
cute.
I also grew up in the. That's cute. I was born in '78. I'm 45. Now it's a little bit different out there because a lot of girls now. Like if I would meet a 25-year-old now, it's a little bit different because if they're dressing that way, it's not because of confidence or because of the way they're expressing themselves as much as it is maybe that they want attention. But a 40-year-old now that's gonna dress like that, if they're with somebody, it's sometimes because that's how like it's like makeup. If someone wears too much makeup, it's how they express themselves.
If your girl is 45 and looks like a 10 on 10,
I don't date 45-year-olds. But let's get back to the original thing.
Me too, I don't date 45.
Like right now, I'm so limited in the sense that if you have a public account on social media, that's a red flag for me. Except if it's business orientated.
No, but if you start dating them seriously and then they change it.
Yeah, but okay, fair enough.
Just generally, if you meet them, they have a public account.
If they have a, why do you have a public account?
Because they want to meet somebody.
So your way of meeting somebody is through...
Instagram is Tinder, guys.
Instagram is a new...
Instagram is Tinder.
People are actually messaging people like under the blue.
I feel like these things is like fucking going fishing with dynamite. You're just opening it to the world and then you get so much bullshit in return.
But you're looking. You just want to be able to weed out that bullshit.
No, but you can go by singularity here. You don't necessarily have...
If somebody's single, and like, listen, my profile was private because I was seeing somebody. But now, if I'm not seeing them anymore...
But you have nothing on your account. It's a business account.
But if I want to start...
But if she has bikini pictures and it's public...
But with 7,000 followers. Yeah, but if I want to start meeting girls on Instagram, I'm going to start posting stuff of maybe stuff I cook. Look at me, I cook. But look at me, I'm cute. Look at me, I'm a good dad. Look at me. Like, if I'm going to meet somebody, it's not going to be on Tinder. It's going to be most likely on Instagram.
No, but I get that.
So why can't the girl do the same thing by showing her tits half out? It's fine.
Really?
They're trying to meet somebody as much as we are.
So for me, a girl that is trying to, it's fair game.
Okay, I'll give
But I wouldn't want a girl.
I like Francis's examples.
But I wouldn't want a girl that's trying to attract men by titties. Straight off the bat.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, on Instagram, it's just you can't show how funny you are, how smart you are. Yes, you can.
Yeah,
you're gonna post a meme that's a bit funny. It's not yours.
You could do a video of yourself if you want. If you want really want to be a clown, do clown shit.
I could put pictures of me and like without a shirt or anything. I don't want to attract that shit.
Do it.
No, but let's do it.
I could actually.
How did you attract this girl that went to Ibiza?
With a friend of friend.
See,
I made her smile. She kissed me, and that's it. I got fucked.
I don't know. I mean, the only reason I don't put anything too much is obviously because I'm a father, because of business. I'm not gonna put.
I don't have one picture. I just have my little picture.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Why? He has his business account.
Oh, it's a business. It's business.
No, he has one business.
And I have private.
Okay, the private one, he has nothing on it.
Yeah, then you don't post
because he's separated. I have a private one with my kids. Whatever. That's my family.
I know a lot of guys that don't have Instagram, don't have social media for a reason.
If I have a girlfriend tomorrow, chances are I'm deleting all my social media.
Yeah,
but it's not because
I have a girlfriend. There's a lot of girls that go in there.
Yeah, because it's not a question. It's just tempting the devil here at this point. There's so many shit going on.
But they're going to do it anyway. They're going to do it at work. They have a better chance of doing it at work than on Instagram.
No, I'm talking about me.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
If you start
dating a girl that's on Instagram, if the girl is going to go to work and at work she's going to dress up with high heels and she's going to flirt, and there's a better chance she's going to meet somebody at work than she's going to meet somebody on Instagram.
Okay, we're going to find one that works from home.
No, but I'm not saying, I'm not talking about her cheating or anything like that.
No, not cheating.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that you're asking for the wrong type of attention. And you wanting that type of attention is a red flag in my book. If you're going into places and you're making noise and trying to be attract people's attention, let's just say I go out with you. We go out with a couples, right? Tonight we're going to a show. He's coming, his girlfriend. I bring my girlfriend, let's just say. We're chilling and she's doing everything to attract people's attention. That's a fucking red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing in social media. If the only thing you have to share on social media, you can share your food, your trips.
I guess if it's exclusively aspects,
But that's what I'm saying.
But I mean, if a girl has...
If you have 8,000 followers and you work as a, let's just say, a teacher in an open account, that's a fucking red flag.
Yeah, if you're a teacher.
Yeah, but hold on.
But if you're a teacher, you can't post a picture and you in a bikini. I think it's a bit much. If all you post is aspects, that's another thing. But I'm just saying, if you post other things, you post memes, you post stories, and then you happen to have a couple of bikini pictures, I don't think you should clad them as attention.
I'm not saying because you post, you can take the pictures. It's for you. But when you put it on social media, it's for others.
It's because you want attention.
That's it. So that's my point.
What kind of attention do you
take pictures on vacation shirtless.
If a girl is taking a picture of posting a picture of her in a bikini, and she's single, she wants attention of just guys. She wants a short. And then she's going to get she has the upper hand of going through her DMs that got flooded with a bunch of guys and say, okay, maybe not him. And then eventually.
But the bait was wrong. But that's my big point here. The bait that she used was wrong.
Good. Then what's good bait?
Conversation, something in common.
But how?
It could be anything.
Like what? You're going to post a picture of a Ferrari?
Let's put it this way.
Ass or no ass. Like, we could actually go, if the girls doesn't show asses on Instagram, whatever, we're going to be interested. Like, we could go in her DMs too. So
I would see a girl with a cute picture.
She doesn't need to put her ass picture all the time.
Not an ass picture.
Yeah.
Like not a sexy bikini, picture all, exactly. With her, with bottles and shit like that.
I think it's just the way for them to just...
But it's the wrong way. It's like me. Okay, Phil, I'll give you another example. The equivalent for men would be me flaunting my money. Or
my car, my Rolex, my bike.
Exactly.
Yeah. And guys do that.
Or shirtless, showing my muscles.
A lot of guys that do that.
Yeah, but that is the wrong type of bait. I don't care.
It's different for guys because if a guy is doing that, he's attracting a specific type of...
He just wants to fuck.
All guys just want to fuck.
No. I don't want to just fuck. I've done the fucking.
I want some love. No, I've done the fucking
I want
too.
The attention. I want the affection. I want to have a good conversation.
I want a girl that loves me.
Yeah, because he's still butthurt, but anyway.
No, but me, because I don't
know. I want a relationship today. Let's just say.
Yeah. I think
I'm not going to be looking in all those Instagram accounts where the girl has a booty out.
No, you're going to look
I don't even see them actually in my...
By the way, if you want this type of relationship, you're not even going to look at social media, period.
But that's what I'm saying.
So I'm telling you, but I mean, your example now, it's kind of... church. There's two parts.
Even church. Those girls go to church too.
They're already on their knees.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh.
Confession.
Forgive their sins, please. Wow. But I mean, the type of love you're looking for, you're not going to find on social media. So forget that part of your example. If a girl wants to put herself on social media with bikinis and heels,
she wants to get fucked.
That's it. No. There's no relation behind it. There's none.
She wants attention.
She wants attention, not to get fucked. She wants attention.
Attention, but only attention.
Because not every woman wants sexual favors.
It's like guys that send dick pics.
It's not sexual, but she wants to get pampered. She wants to get attention behind it.
Yeah.
But now, if you're looking at
me, a girl that wants that type of attention doesn't even attract me.
I don't have time for you.
It doesn't even attract me.
But yeah, but you don't have time. But I mean, that's what social media is all about. Right now, that's pretty much. If you look at right now, if you filter it for any love in social media, you're not finding nothing.
No, I've met some amazing people through social media.
Okay, but
they didn't need to have 20 million. They heard the pod. They were like, "This is interesting." We had a conversation.
But you had a conversation behind it.
Yeah, you have the pod.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like anything else.
My man,
give me some love. Yes, yeah. So you get on this.
We have
a pod. No. You have a hook and a pod. We don't have that part, okay?
Because there's a funny part where actually on Bumble, I met this girl, Armenian, whatever. So I'm like, let's go get a coffee. Because I want to talk. I want to have, like, we can talk, whatever, but I need to see you.
Yeah, fuck small talk. Catfish.
I got there, and it was simple. She had to go pick up her kids after. So I'm like, we're not going to go too far. We're going to go to Premier Moisson. I got there. I saw her the way she was dressed. I'm like, I was uncomfortable.
Did you leave?
No, we talk. Yeah. I did her.
Okay, can you elaborate on the uncomfortable? What, she was not sexy or too sexy?
Too sexy. Probably in her head, she wanted to impress me.
Mm-hmm.
So she went too sexy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we spoke before. And Sean, like, the way, I'm not going to be like, oh, I want super sexy girls. I'm always going to be like, I'm very down to earth. I don't like to attract eyes on me or whatever.
Yeah, but she didn't dress sexy because of you.
That's how she felt. Because
of who?
Then? She did it for herself.
That's it, for herself. That's how she felt.
And but that's why I just put her in a category right there.
Wait.
I know, I know.
If you're going on a date, I believe when you get dressed going on a first date, you're trying to be the best version of you to impress them. You're not doing it for you.
Yeah, but maybe she needs to dress that way to get
I'm doing for myself.
Get the fuck out of here. You want intention.
No, but you want. I go to the barber, cut my beard. If I have like a date, I'm really excited. I'm not doing it for me.
I'm doing it for attention.
I'm doing it. No, I want to put all the best odds in my favor.
Exactly.
Now she probably pushed too far.
Too far.
Because she thought he was black. He wants, you know, ratchet.
And maybe wow, the guy and also so the guy right. that she the was ratchet. Seeing before, like that part of like a sexy blah 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 show. But I'm like, nah, that's
You have to communicate it.
Literally at that moment when I saw her, first of all, I wanted to leave. But I'm like, you know what? I'm polite.
Did you go on a second date?
No, but what to her place. But
So did it work?
So she went from
so did it work? What she was trying
no,
to
work,
but it fucked.
But maybe she just wants to fuck him.
Oh yeah, but that's not what he wanted.
Yeah, but if she's dressing like that, there's a good chance she's dressed. There. She wants
he
to fuck
ended
him.
Up there.
Yeah, no.
So at the end of the day, she's doing it for herself because if she dresses a certain way, she's gonna get laid.
That's it.
Yeah, but she's not doing it because she wanted to get laid. She's doing it because she wanted a partner.
Okay, so she did all that, and then she slept with you because she thought,
yeah,
that's what is going
to
keep you.
Yeah, exactly. Let me keep on fucking this guy. She wanted to get laid. She wanted to get
she wanted more. The BBC.
She heard the pod and she wanted to confirm.
She didn't hear the pod.
The big.
And then in contrast, when you see with 5'11", where we went for the ice cream, she was very decontract, like really relaxed type of vibe. I'm like, I like that. It was like running shoes, jeans, what nothing.
She was dressed.
She was what?
Dressed.
Actually, and this is where I'm going to correct
and
you.
And it was...
It has to do with culture.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Could be.
What do you mean?
Middle Eastern woman or any type of woman from...
Yes, that's not, true.
When they go out, they overdress. That's how they were raised by mothers
over
and grandmothers.
Makeup, over perfume. Even men.
Men too. The perfume, haircut,
to,
whatever.
Yeah. And he goes to the barber every 2 days.
Shout out to Arthur Barber, Panama. Yeah. I see you. But I mean, that's what they do. They've been taught that way and that's how they go.
You also have to adapt yourself with what you got in front of you.
Again, it's culture appropriate
you
for them.
You also have to adapt. Like, culturally, you have to...
Guy, how many times you go to park and we see a couple dressed in heels and fucking a three-piece suit walking down the park?
Never.
What's wrong? You see a lot of those right now.
Where? You see them?
I don't chill at parks, but...
Your brother, African brother, when they go out fucking with the three quarter jeans and the pantuflas, They go out for what?
To attract female.
But the culture is how they dress too as well. That's how they go.
Also?
No, what Hani's, I'm going to translate to what Hani's trying to say here, is meaning that depending on the culture, mm-hmm. their way of hunting, their way of attracting attention mm-hmm. differs a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Middle Eastern, it's
even
a lot
African,
about luxury.
We would laugh at yeah. Congolese the way
but
they
but it's
drip.
Not yeah. the same type of luxury. Congo, yeah. you know, they'll have the suits with the color, with all the jewelry and everything.
Yeah.
Them, it's the perfume, the makeup, especially women, high heels, and the Louis Vuitton that they wear every time at a first date.
That's true.
It's always the same fucking outfit that they wear. But again, it's okay because you're trying to put all the odds in your favor.
100%. But now, you also have to adapt to whatever
you
do.
No, you have to know your client. Exactly. If you want to have a guy.
Yeah, you're a bad salesman.
It's a first date. I
mean, but no, you're a bad salesman.
You still had a talk before. It's not like a blind date. Have you been on a blind date lately?
I've been
on,
not lately, but I've been on blind dates.
No, no, but that's what I'm saying.
I don't
but
go,
you
I
still
don't go,
ask.
I don't do blind dates anymore.
But you still ask before you meet them. Okay, give me
no,
a
No, I know, up. But at the same time, you.
Because I don't want to waste my time.
Whatever you could go on, especially like on Bubble and on dating apps, even on Instagram, you could message as much as you want. You never get a feel of what the person wants or the person like you can I don't think you can.
I think
unless Guy specifically tells her, you know, show up when you buy well, shoes and Lululemons and you know, like I mean
no,
if
but
you
her
know, I say to be I always say relax, we're just gonna go for a coffee or we're gonna go to walk for a walk. I did that and I'm like, and you dress like that. I'm like, what, like
yeah, walk. You I need you to be comfortable.
Listen, I think you know you dress for the job you want.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times if you're dressing promiscuously, it's because you want to get laid. From my experience, when I meet
you did
but
too
in
much.
But this metaphor, he's the job. So if you're getting dressed to the job you want,
maybe she just wants to fuck a big black guy.
Yeah, but
you didn't have to go too far. You could have just be like,
come to my condo.
Not everybody has that confidence. Not every girl has confidence to say
that's
that.
That's true.
No, that makes
maybe
sense.
She wanted to meet you. Maybe she she liked what you ended up fucking her the second time you seen her.
Mm.
So did she play you?
No.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think she got what she wanted. And then she probably even called you again for seconds.
Yeah, of course.
Said no.
Exactly.
I've been for the second.
Because the customer service is amazing.
Yeah, the after service. It's all about the after call. After service call.
He sends her a text message.
Anywho, this was fun.
That was actually interesting.
I feel like I'm going to be single longer.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to fucking go home and cry now.
Single
Francis,
but,
we'll cry together.
But the positive thing about this, it could be worse, right, Francis?
Oh, fuck. I feel bad for you.
She could be pregnant.
Can you share me your profile now?
she blocked me everywhere.
You
did
her.
Or you blocked?
No, she did.
So you didn't do it.
Because the thing is, it was supposed to protect my head. My head. Because
I thought you blocked her.
I thought
no,
you blocked,
she blocked
her.
Me.
You told me that you blocked her.
My text
message. Okay.
Number. No, she blocked me because she didn't want me to go crazy if I would see something on Instagram.
Are you serious?
After that thing.
On that note,
OnlyFans.
Pretty much.
Tell you,
on that note,
and you'll never go.
Don't
there.
Go to Ibiza.
Don't go to
Ibiza. Peace.
Bye.